a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
Hey, Bruce'em, do'em!
Bruce'em, do'em!
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
And welcome back. We're here after a week off. Real Brunch is back. Kicking things off with some brand new stuff from the band Lich King. That was Preschool Cesspool.
Hilarious.
Off of the Omniclasm, which drops once again. Remind people on my birthday, April 14th.
Happy Friday.
They have a CD release show this week, though, on April 2nd. We will give you the full details during the Brutal Brunch concert list, though. They're going to be playing where else but in Greenfield.
Of course.
Before we have another note about Greenfield, but before we do, we are Brutal Brunch again, another hour of Massachusetts metal.
Yeah.
And by the way, shouts to whoever muted the computer for the which causes technical difficulties at the beginning there.
Word
but,
up.
But we got things sorted out.
Safe.
And yeah, if you want to call in, numbers here, 855-915-9636, 781-350-3264. And we do have metal history.
Yeah, we do.
We have the concert list, and we have it's a big sports/wrestling weekend, so
yeah.
We'll go into that at some point as well. So last time we were on, 2 weeks ago, we had the band Concutly on. we had Joe and Nolan, and Joe, who's it's kind of like a band,
like
kind of a one-man solo kind of project.
Right.
He announced recently that the band, they are going to be dropping their name.
And, unbelievable.
Obviously, that's one of the things that we talked about during the show. But so a quick thing posted on Facebook that over the past year, much consideration, I have decided to end the Concutly name after almost 6 years. It's not a decision I came to easily. The official change will come June 1st. And he goes on to talk more about it. And
basically saying he wants to be taking the music more seriously.
It was a joke name that started 6 years ago. And,
and then
it's
no
time
one
to
ever
let
stopped.
It go. And,
like it was funny when he was in high school, but now he's like, okay.
Yeah, so they'll have one more CD under that band name, and then they will be moving on. So that's one news update. Another news update
like
is that...
Like, super nice guys, too.
Oh, yeah. Everybody we've had in here, I know most of them were... before you joined officially,
but
it's always been a good time.
Yeah.
A bunch of great bands on. Other news note, we mentioned Greenfield. RPM Fest
is
relatively breaking news. They cannot be in Greenfield anymore.
It's ridiculous.
If anybody listened to the Promoterhead podcast, which I admit I did not listen to the full thing, but I did listen to the isolated excerpt where they made the announcement. But Brian and Joe were talking about how they can no longer play in Brian's backyard. They mentioned going before
that is un-American,
the town council.
You're not allowed to play in your own backyard.
To get the permits or whatever, to get approval, and their approval was not given.
This nanny state we live in.
They cited volume levels and profanity between sets, which
whatever.
We talked about this before the show. Like,
yeah. I mean, don't swear. I mean, they asked them nicely.
When they asked
swear.
You, it's like, I made this comparison. We went to a Chikara show where they're like, this is a PG show, don't swear. And so then if you proceed to swear, it's not funny or cool. But anyway, that's besides the point because it's kind of ridiculous.
Boy.
It's like a NIMBY thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want metalheads in my town. But, anyway, so they are currently soliciting suggestions for new campgrounds to
can you
allow
like
RPM Fest to
email Promoterhead. You're like, I have an acres of
it's
land.
All, yeah, if you have, if and your town will allow the volume levels, the noise, and will let you camp out because that's another big thing.
That's true too.
Let them know. Promoterhead
like
on Facebook,
like,
RPM Fest.
It's a very like there's loud bands, but it's like a very peaceful event. Like it's not
the
event destructive.
Itself,
there's
not, it's
like,
not like vandalism.
No, it's just like. People hang around and then like listen to bands and then just like go to bed. Like it's not like very like.
Well, that may
burn
be
these trees.
That may be a little bit of an overstatement.
That's not an overstatement.
Some people just don't go to bed.
That's not true.
But
people
saying,
stay
there's
up,
no,
they
there's
play,
no vandalism destruction. That's
Monopoly.
True.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not like
there's a wiffle ball
and you wake up the next morning and it's
trivia.
Not like there's 1,000 beers in the ground. Like everyone throws their stuff away and like you know
karaoke, late night karaoke.
I blessed the people of Limelight, Greenlight, whatever in Chinatown, with my version of Mother by Glenn Danzig.
Oh, that's right.
People were.
Are you going to reprise that today?
Not loving it.
Again, man, people got to relax. Like, and Royal Rumble, not Royal Rumble, Rock and Roll Rumble, confusing because WrestleMania is this weekend, as is the Rock and Roll Rumble. And we'll fly through that schedule later on. Because we have so much to get to, let's get back into some new music here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Who do I want to play first? Let's do... Actually, I know, Matt, you're a Cazador fan, right?
I am.
So let's start off with some new Cazador.
I was listening to that no earlier than yesterday.
Excellent. Well, this track was released on March 30th. It's called Red Giant and is off their upcoming EP called Broken Sun, which drops May 25th. So got a little ways to wait for that one, so... To whet your appetite, we will play you Red Giant, brand new stuff from the band Cazador. You're listening to Brutal Brunch on WMFO, WMFO 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Matt, do you want to give us a nice intro?
This is the news. This morning, we are saluting the 2.2 million women who have joined in the war effort. They now make up 37% of the workforce, changing their role forever.
The prestigious Harvard Medical School is breaking ground today, opening its doors to new female applicants.
Today, little girls all over the world look to the sky, where the first woman is now in space.
Military stereotypes are challenged today with the trailblazing promotion of a U.S. female officer to four-star general. It was just announced that the vast majority of last year's doctorate degrees were earned by women.
We've come so far, but our news is changing for the worse. More women die from heart disease and stroke than men, even though it can be prevented. Make a change at GoRedForWomen.org today. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women.
All right, so also shouts to whoever muted YouTube on this computer, screwing us all up and freezing. So
stop it.
You know what? We're just going to come back, and we're going to get a little bit rearranged here, but this is the segment that we have now.
Ooh. Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
So we're going to give Matt a second here to get situated. So Matt is taking control of the board here. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
So Matt has metal history up here, and just click on the links. Hopefully they won't freeze.
Hopefully.
They're triggered to play. So when you click on it, it's gonna play. Just know that.
Nice. Okay. Good. What's up, boys and girls? This is the last couple weeks in metal because, if you recall, last week we had some technical difficulties, unlike this week. And what we did was, what I've done is, I've just taken the most choice nugs, and I'm just giving them to you the way that I feel are appropriate from essentially March the 12th through April 1st. So, first, March 12th, 1991, Judas Priest releases the single "Touch of Evil." I'm going to skip forward, scrub forward.
Oh, I was just getting in the mood, too.
Oh, you... Are you into this?
Not anymore.
What? It's off the 1990 album Painkiller, which is like their
biggest album?
March 13th, 2007, your boy Peter Steele and Typo Negative release Typo Negative's last album, unfortunately. Dead Again. The lead singer, Peter, would pass away.
Ironic.
A couple months... Couple months later, it's an amazing song, September Sun of Dead Again. And I think one of the first metal histories was gonna be in October, and it was when Typo Negative had released Black Number One, which is like just a song about being a vampire. And that's also when I moved into my new office in Salem, so I just walked around listening to that song like in the dark.
That's perfect.
Pretty amazing. I want to let the lyrics kick. Yeah. He's the best.
He has a tremendous voice.
He has a tremendous voice, and he was a very handsome man.
Very tall man, too.
Very tall. Yeah, he died of a heart attack. Like, kind of like a bodybuilder, too. He appeared in Playgirl at the time. Because, like, why wouldn't you? Oh! This froze. Nope! It's back! Nope! It's frozen. Amazing. It's frozen. Oh, well.
Well, hold on. We gotta work around. Stand by. Stand by.
What's up?
All right, let me do the
concert calendar.
This week, yes, this current week, upcoming in metal history. So, Tonight, Saturday, April 1st, at O'Brien's Pub, it's Barishi, Replicaire, Scafism, and Averst, Middle East, Araf, Phineas, Aras, The Worst of Us, and Of Nations. That is a sold-out show.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow, Sunday, April 2nd, at the Palladium, it's Architects with Stray from the Path, Make Them Suffer. Stray from the Path and Make Them Suffer. At Bright Music Hall, it's UFO and Saxon. The Arts Block in Greenfield, it is the Lich King album release party with Barishi, Replicaire. I don't even know if that's how they pronounce their name, but they're kind of a big deal.
Replicaire?
Yeah. Gaviton, Epicenter, and Crypidus. On Monday, April 3rd, Midway Cafe, you can see Monk, The Modern Voice, Cavecraft, Throne of Saturn. Wednesday, April 5th, at O'Brien's Pub, it's Dead Earth Politics, High Command, Dainsleif, Middle East. At the Middle East, you can see John 5 of Marilyn Manson and now Rob Zombie fame, along with Deprived and Laddermath. Thursday, April 6th, at Ralph's, it's Metal Thursday with Dainsleif, Vivis Sepulture, Framework, and The Offering. Friday, April 7th, at O'Brien's Pub, you can see Black Tomb, Conclave, Macavra, and Benthic Realm, and Tavern at the A in Pittsfield on Friday, April 7th. You can see Shit Kill, Perseus, Fit to Swing, and the band we just played, Cazador. And those are all the upcoming concerts. And Matt can at least read the metal history coming up.
This is terrible.
For a second.
I'm in a blind rage about all the technical difficulties. Oh, did it come back? No, it's broken. Sorry. Man.
I mean, this is the first time I felt like a true AV tech.
Man. Possible. I was going to say possible redemption for Matt Moore because the week of March 13th, 1973... David Draymar was born from Disturbed, and I was going to make him do the Disturbed thing again, but we can't. See what you've done? Tech people?
It's all part of the plan.
March 15th, 1976, Kiss releases Destroyer. Obviously, your favorite band, Kiss. Paul Stanley just lisping away. Pretty great song. March 27th, 2006, Venom releases essentially the follow-up to Black Metal with Metal Black. Not much to say about this one. I mean, Black Metal is probably the Venom's biggest album. Burn in Hell was an amazing song. You could have been listening to it right now, but everything's broken. March 29, 2011, Amon Amarth. Oh, there it is. Wait a minute.
Where's that coming from? You didn't click on my phone.
Oh, it's back. Hey. Matt. March 12, 1973, David Draymar is born. Can you dream
in?
Not Dray. It's definitely Draymar.
Or drama.
Which one is it? This one? Alright, are you ready?
Too bad I forgot all my water. This is where it gets me, because then the bass comes in.
No, you get it.
Or the second guitar.
You got it. You can
adjust
it. It's coming up now.
Ooh, ha!
Oh, man. That's like a 3-week
That was awful. I can do it sometimes, but that was awful.
Ooh-wah! Okay.
Saturday! Satan!
There you go. Did you think you could escape from power metal? You cannot. March 14, 2012, my favorite German power metal band besides the other German power metal bands that I listen to, Powerwolf, releases basically a live album of all their best hits. This is Alive in the Night. And, of course, this is Saturday Satan by Powerwolf, which I'm just going to let play. Because that's how upset I am that this didn't work last week. You know what? That's going to do it for your metal history.
You're just going to cut it?
I'm just going to cut it. No, I'm not going to cut it. I guess we can go back, because the thing is I've already went through them. I can go back.
Oh, is that everything?
Oh, I have one missing.
Okay. Well, no, that's... Well, we can let this play as we switch back.
Yeah.
All right. We're now back in our... normal seats. As another show in the region would say, I'm back in the a-hole chair.
Yeah.
So as a Powerwolf plays here. Do you want to do... should we talk about the weekend while Powerwolf plays us?
Yeah, let's just talk about the weekend. There's a lot of
stuff.
There's a lot of stuff going on. Actually, let me do this because I didn't get to it during my concert calendar. Oh, it's sewn up again. But the Rock and Roll Rumble is also kicking off this weekend. I'm sorry, I'm going to have to turn this down.
What? You mean turn it more up?
If things worked, things were more technologically sound, we could let it go in, but YouTube is not behaving.
Saturday, Saturday!
All right, so Sunday, that's tomorrow night, there is an early strip-down show. This is, again, the Rock and Roll Rumble 2017.
Rimble.
The 2014 winners, the goddamn Draculas, who were temporarily renamed the Drax to be more family-friendly, apparently. But they are the goddamn Draculas. Play 7:30 tomorrow. Then the show starts. Tomorrow night is Barnes, Tom Baker and the Snakes, Cruel Miracle, and Hail and Arrow on Monday. Zip-Tie Handcuffs kick things off. They were the 2015 winners. Then you can hear You People, Pulitzer Prize Fighter, Flight of Fire, and Jesus. Tuesday, April 4th, Eddie Japan kicks things off. He was a 2013 winner. And then the main event is Matt York and the Missed Flights, The Rupert Selection, Rolling Nectar, and the Heave-Ho. Thursday, April 6th, 2008 winners, Girls, Guns, and Glory kick things off. And then you have Something Sneaky, Megan Tracy and the Missing and the Missed Connections, Red Red Rocket and the Tenafly Vipers. On Friday, the kickoff band is TBD. But then you can hear Biltmore, No Hope, No Harm, Stars Like Ours, and Diablogado. 2011 champs kick things off Saturday. That's John Powada International Airport. And then you can hear City Rivals, Carissa Johnson, Heavy Necker, and The Humanoids. And that is the first round of the Rock and Roll Rumble all this week. And that is at Once Ballroom, or the Once Somerville Lounge. It has about 40 different names that people refer to it as.
Yeah.
So you can go check
Once
it out this weekend.
Somerville.
An iconic festival in the city of Boston.
Yeah.
Going Strong, or contest, whatever you want to call it. All right. Also this weekend,
Satan!
Matt's going to fill in. He is YouTube right now.
God damn it.
All right. So,
the devil is alive.
So, it is WrestleMania weekend.
It is.
Unfortunately, get WrestleMania out of here. Get the
WWE
out of here.
WrestleMania starts tomorrow at 3.
It probably does at
it
this
does.
Point.
It really does. It starts at like 5.
On Sunday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is Sunday, right?
It is.
And then, so what they do now is like all the, and they've gotten pretty smart about this. All the indies.
All the parking lot shows.
All the indies converge upon wherever Mania is for the WrestleMania weekend shows.
It's like a convention.
To leech off the crowd, which is a smart idea if they want to make money.
It is.
Hojikar will be there. Beyond will be there.
Joey Janela Spring Break,
all this stuff. And then, of course, so first tonight, you have the Supercard of Honor 11, Ring
mm-hmm,
of Honor.
Mm-hmm.
Main event for the championship. Christopher Daniels, who we talked about 3 weeks ago.
The Fallen Angel.
Versus Dalton Castle.
Oh, really? For the belt?
For the belt. For the
wow.
title.
Wow. Our boy.
That is, And then the co-main event. It is a ladder match for the tag titles. The Hardys, current champions, versus mm-hmm. the Young Bucks.
Okay.
So that is like...
That's
all you need. That's the main event of the weekend.
That's your nerd match, though, concerned. Because they're like, ooh, if the Hardys drop the belts, they're going to WWE.
The next night, Cody Rhodes fights Jay Lethal. The Briscoes, obviously, in action. They're teaming up with Bully Ray to take up the Bullet Club, to take on the Bullet Club.
Good. Bully Ray kills everyone. with his amazing calves.
There's also wrestlers will be there from New Japan Pro, obviously, and then CMLL. Dragon Lee and Jay White take on Volador Jr. and Will Ospreay.
Unbelievable.
Your boy, Will Ospreay.
Dragon Lee is not fighting Kamitachi for the 7,000th time.
Marty Scurll versus Adam Cole, that's for the TV title. Frankie Kazarian versus Punishment Martinez. And then the Kingdom takes off Beer City Bruiser and Silas Young, Matt's Hoss.
The last real man.
That's going to be one hell of a card. Supposedly going to be the biggest pay-per-view ever for them.
Good.
And then they have the Woman of Honor pre-show at 5, but you can't watch that.
Ridiculous.
Because they're still living in a sexist world, I guess.
I'm protesting it.
No Mandy Leon or forget the other people who are fighting now, but anyway.
I'll tell you what you missed wrestling-wise.
That's tonight. Internet only.
Last night, WWE Hall of Fame.
Or an Xbox.
The Rock and Roll
Fight
Express.
TV, yeah. Rock and Roll Express, who got down from the Hardy compound.
They survived the final, not the final deletion, Delete or Decay?
No, that was final. That was final. Or Total Nonstop Deletion. That
total
was
Nonstop
Tag Team
deletion.
Apocalyptico.
Tag Team Apocalyptico.
Or Apocalypto. I don't know if there's
so
an extra syllable.
The Rock and Roll Express, great tag team from the late 70s, early 80s, 2000s, 90s.
Ricky all over Morton the Midwest, and the other dude.
Ricky Morton and the other dude, Ronnie Gilbert. And they went in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And what I, the Rock and Roll, the WWE Hall of Fame, they should go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame too. But what I like about it is that they're like true carnies. And like the people who went in like from the modern era, like know how to like talk on TV and do a presentation for TV. But these guys really made their bones like in a bingo hall, like just trying to get the crowd there hyped up. So they went on stage and were like, "Woo! Look at all the ladies in the house!" Just like shuffling their papers. They got lost. They just cut to gimmicks. They were amazing. Amazing. You should watch it if you have the network. It's just watch them somehow.
If you have 4 hours to set aside to watch it.
Yeah, my girlfriend came in and she's like, "What are you watching?" I'm like, "Oh, it's the Hall of Fame." She's like, "This is boring." I'm like, "Yeah, it is."
Was Edge there? Because Beth Phoenix got inducted.
Edge, she actually called out Edge. Actually, they brought back the old announcer, and he's like, "The Rated R Superstar." And Edge is just covered in babies now. He has like 10 kids.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix in.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix. I mean, deservedly so, but no China, which is interesting.
Still
because
no China.
Beth Phoenix was like, you know who's also good at wrestling as a lady? China. Like, you know, who did this thing before me? Yeah. Muscle lady? I don't know. That's a
Beth
weird
Phoenix,
scene.
It's always cracks me up because if you watch the very first Shimmer show, she was a comedy wrestler. And like I got back into wrestling of it like 2008-ish when she was the Glamazon. So she was like a super serious, strong.
Well, because she looks awesome.
Defined, she does. And but like, yeah, her first match in Shimmer, she's a comedy wrestler. And it's like, I can't handle it.
Yeah.
So what is the main event of WrestleMania?
Goldberg versus
2017.
Lesnar, yeah.
It's 2017, people. The main event of WrestleMania is Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar.
That's good because I'll be
asleep. Well done.
It'll be like at 4 in the morning.
It makes a good, the true fans get to go to bed early because they're like,
yeah, basically.
Get this gimmickry out of here.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
You get to see Bray Wyatt versus Orton before that.
I do get to see Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon. How do you feel about that match?
Because
you hate AJ Styles.
I hate AJ Styles. No, I hate AJ Styles. Like, I think that AJ Styles is an amazing heel because I hate him. Every time he's on scene, I want him to lose. It's weird that he's fighting Shane because, like, I guess Shane is a wrestler, kind of. He wrestled. But it's good for him because it's like, it elevates him essentially because it's like a marquee match because people love Shane McMahon. It's like we were saying before.
Is he going to, like, jump off a cliff again?
Yeah, he'll, like, jump off a building. He'll jump off the Titantron. But, like, the thing is like, it's WrestleMania is more of like an exhibition now for kind of lapsed fans to just kind of be like, "Hey guys, look, wrestling, fun,
spend money."
And that's why like Lesnar's in it and Shane is in it and these like gimmick things, because like I'm gonna go watch WrestleMania at somebody's house and they don't watch it, they don't watch Raw every week, but if they turn it on, they watched Raw when they were kids, and they'll be like, "Oh, yay, Goldberg," like, "Yay, Shane McMahon," and that's fine to a certain, you know, that's, I get it, it's marketing, I don't care.
I care. That's why I don't watch anymore. And then hometown hero, of course, Sasha Banks.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with that other a-hole from Massachusetts that wrestled with WWE, but Sasha Banks is fighting for the title.
I'm serious. Are you talking about the West Newbury Destroyer?
I am talking about the pride of West Newbury. But yes, Sasha Banks, do you think she will take the title and turn heel?
No.
That's what I hear. I don't know. I have no context.
No, I think Bayley retains, and then because she's the golden girl, I think, and Banks like just wails on her, gets her heat back or whatever, teams up with Charlotte or something. There you go, predictions. So
that is it. And then of course also this weekend we get the final four.
Yeah, guess
Gonzaga
who's winning,
carrying the torch.
Guess who's winning the bracket I'm in by picking random teams. Me.
You are?
No. Yeah, I'm in first place in a bracket.
You didn't pick Jacksonville State in this one?
No, I did not. But I hit random also, and I came in first place, but I hit random in your bracket, and I think I'm in last place.
That's... Congratulations. and then women's ice hockey championships this weekend.
Yep.
I don't know if you followed, but
no,
the women
not.
Were prepared to boycott. They were they took it all the way, and then... So USA Hockey basically was like, "You can come train with us, and we'll give you like $1,000. And they were like, "No.
Yeah, I saw that.
We need money." And they were going to boycott, and USA Hockey started like inviting all these replacement players, and all the replacement players like publicly said no. They like recorded themselves saying like, "No, we're going to support this." And the MLB Players Association, the NHL Players Association, a bunch of senators, including Elizabeth Warren, were like, "USA Hockey, get your act together and pay these people, and don't send a bunch of Scabs. I didn't even know who they would send at that point because like, well, all the professionals were like, no, we're not going to do it. The college players were like, no, we're not going to do it. So I don't know who was going to go. But they were...
Roller derby girls?
Unlike, I have to say, I have to give them credit, unlike the women's soccer team. They were like, right, they were paid to make no money and boycott it.
Yeah.
It's, the championships are in the United States.
And they need the money, right? Like, they're not... How much money do the professional women's hockey players make? Well,
the first paid professional league started last year. This is the second year in existence, and they're already kind of in some trouble. But the highest paid player, who is probably the...
100 grand? 50 grand? 40 grand. Okay, so like...
40-ish grand. Okay. To the number... Like...
The best...
It's like not
the,
Hillary Knight. It's... I forget...
But the best player. Denver,
but it's like somebody from marquee. New York. On the New York team, yeah. And max out of 40. And it was... Oof. So most of them make... They all work
You have to work a real
jobs,
job, yeah.
So anyway, the boycott, the standoff ended. They got paid. Like, pretty legit, too. And they knocked off Canada last night in the first night of the tournaments.
Nice.
Tomorrow, opening day.
Yeah.
For the Rays, the only team that matters. And the Tampa Bay Lightning, my Hawks team, making the playoff push. It's very exciting.
Oh, you're the worst.
It's very exciting.
I'm going to jump across this table.
Get the Bruins out of here.
Beat you to
my
death.
My boy Jonathan Drouin is single-handedly carrying that entire team.
What about the Celtics? They're first place.
The corpse of Steven Stamkos. They won again last night.
I don't know.
They had to go down to the wire against Orlando Magic, who previously they beat by a combined 60 points.
Is it because...
And they had to make a defensive stand at the buzzer to make sure that they won at home.
Is it because the marquee teams like just rest all their guys, basically?
That happens more in the Western Conference.
Okay.
Because Cleveland doesn't do that as much. Cleveland's like... People are starting to think they may legit be a cluster right now.
Oh, really?
I mean, they've done this before where they're like, oh, everybody hates each other and LeBron's fading and Kyrie blows and nobody likes Heaven Love. But then the last 2 years, they've gotten everything together and gone to the finals.
That's true.
But people think it might be more serious this year.
Interesting.
And they are fading. They've lost a few games. So the Celtics are the number one seed in the Eastern Conference.
I saw that. My dad told me because I don't watch basketball because it's boring. But interesting.
So lots of stuff going on. If you want to chime in, numbers here are 855-905-9636, 781-350-3264. This is Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Apologies live for the on WMFO.org.
Yeah, apologies for the difficulties that other people have caused us. Once again, this is a song that we were supposed to play before this big long break. And then we still got Brutal Not Brutal to come.
Yeah.
So stay tuned for that. But this is the latest from the band Young Other. It's called Find a Way. It's off their debut EP, Luminous Element, which is now out. But again, there's Find a Way, and you're hearing it on Brutal Brunch on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org.
Find a way, sound and find your way.
And welcome back. That was Find a Way, the latest from the band Young Other. That is off their latest release called Luminous Elements. And now we're playing just some short one-song breaks here. We're going to jump right into Brutal or Not Brutal. That's going to be our new...
I love this thing.
It's my favorite thing. Left the, I don't even know what you call that. An instrument in the studio.
It's not a xylophone. I don't know.
Chimes. Let me get... I screw this up every week.
Stop it.
Let me get to the right drops here.
Do it right.
Metalocalypse drops.
I can do it.
You
can.
Totally brutal.
All right. So first thing, we have quite a bit of fake news on this one, potentially.
Fake news.
But first, let's start off with the wrestling theme. We'll continue with the wrestling theme.
Yes.
I think our first show last summer, actually, we talked about the match in which Candice LeRae pinned Joey Ryan's dreams to win the DDT Ironman Heavy Metalweight Championship.
Yes.
Well, the belt has changed over 100 times since then.
Yep.
And
including the fans won it one year, right?
The fans won, and then Joey won it right back because they tapped out. And then, at one point, a bus won the title because a guy got stuck in the doors and tapped out. So then another guy twisted the windshield wipers until the driver told him to stop, so he submitted.
The bus and the driver are one.
So the guy won it from the bus, but then the driver won it subsequently because he was driving the bus. Or like he was a wrestler driving the bus. So because the other guy tapped out, he got the title. But anyway,
man,
Brandi Rhodes.
Yeah, Brandi Rhodes.
The real-life wife of Cody Rhodes. Pinned Joey Ryan to get the belt. You could see pictures on Instagram of tacks in her butt.
It's very hardcore.
Especially for somebody like Brandi.
What are you doing?
Which you wouldn't expect, necessarily. So she is hardcore, as I said about Tommy Dreamer.
She is hardcore. Fell on tacks.
So she became the 1,217th person to hold the DDT Ironman heavyweight belt.
Good for her.
Granted, that belt has changed hundreds of times subsequently, like between the same two people on the same day.
That's hilarious.
But anyway, brutal or not brutal, Brandi Rhodes.
It's brutal. I can't believe Brandi Rhodes fell onto tacks. Like, she was the ring announcer, and now she's like, I guess I'll take these bumps onto nails and stuff, which is crazy.
Yep. So we'll get that.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
And then, so Warped Tour lineup. We'll also go all the concerts we've been talking about. Warped Tour lineup comes out.
Kickflip your way into the Warped Tour with Matt Moore.
And there are lots and lots and lots of metal bands now. And part of the reason is that Mayhem Festival, also run by Kevin Lyman, who started Warped Tour, folded. And in fact, he made people very angry because he seemed to imply that it was the band's fault that Mayhem had to end. But anyway.
How dare you, Kevin?
So now there's about, like, the Acacia Strain, who we may get to today, is playing the Warped Tour.
That's good.
Attila, and just, let me see if I can get the full list up, because...
Sum 41 will still be there,
there's
I'm
still
assuming.
Plenty of, like, Anti-Flag will be there.
Sure. Yellow Card.
Stick to Your Guns will be there. Street Dogs will be playing the Massachusetts show. So you still got bands like TSOL. Riverboat Gamblers, Big D and the Kids Table, Worn Woman. So still plenty of punk bands, but then a bunch of bands like, I hate you, Alternative Press.
Ska.
After the Burial.
Oh.
And
are you trying to read the little list? Is it all scratchy?
I'm stuck reading this little stupid little poster because the website won't load. CKY will be there. Amir. Beartooth.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? But anyway, just a ton of metal bands.
Zach Wild. Wow, I didn't expect that, Matt.
So
that's
brutal or brutal that Warped Tour is going metal.
Metal? I guess it's brutal because I don't want to listen to Yellow Card or whatever it used to be. I guess for me, the Warped Tour is stuck in 1997, so I can't escape those bands. So it's brutal to me because I like it. I'm
all
into
right,
it. A+. Brutal.
Because everything's broken again. All right. So now we get into like the may or may not. Well, one thing we know isn't real. Another
you know
thing may or may
like,
not be real. What is
it's
this?
Like when they present the Eucharist at Mass and then the kid rings the bell.
That's exactly what it's like. Too bad we could have got Darnley's opinion on it.
I don't think Darnley would be happy with us if I said that.
I don't think so. But, all right. So first we'll go with might be fake. So a dude. In Indonesia, disappeared one day.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, we think a snake ate him.
Yeah.
And then they found a giant python next to the guy's boots. They cut him open, and there he is inside the snake. He went to go harvest, what was he? I forget now.
Snake venom.
But yeah, so then so it's like, here's this guy, and he's died because he got swallowed whole by a snake.
Nice.
Snopes isn't too sure if it's true, even though like all these news outlets are reporting it. Because they're like, people tend to make things up when it comes to snakes.
Yes.
But anyway, brutal or brutal, a guy who was swallowed whole by a snake.
It's brutal. It's the most brutal way to be eaten is by a snake.
Can you imagine like going to just do John, like, I'm going to get some crops, and then a snake just devours you?
That's why I always walk around with a machete sticking out of my pocket in case a snake eats me.
What would be worse?
My way out.
That, like, if you go out to the fields or the forest or the jungle, a sinkhole or a snake? Because people get, like, swallowed by sinkholes, too.
Are you going to die either way?
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess snake, I guess.
Maybe be more brutal.
Ugh, they're both bad. I don't like these at all.
All right.
It's brutal.
So give them another chime, I guess.
Brutal.
And so the last thing, which did not actually happen.
No, it definitely
Matt, you
happened.
Said that you,
no, it definitely happened. I got Matt's sources on the inside that say this is true.
Papa Roach.
Papa Roach.
Which Ms. Assault Ant used to listen to while they were there.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Obviously, the story is after the Republican replacement for the ACA didn't pass, Paul Ryan was heard driving away in his SUV and the sounds of Cut My Life Into Pieces were playing softly and gently as he drove off. I think Papa... But here's the thing, Matt. Could be true, right? Why is this fake?
Could Clearly, be true. There's no proof that it didn't happen.
Hey, prove me wrong. Yeah. That's the new... That's like the new America, right? Prove me wrong. It didn't happen. Prove that it didn't happen. So it's true, obviously.
So brutal, brutal that Paul Ryan listens to
It's brutal.
Papa
I love
Roach.
It. I like that Papa Roach was, like, roasting him, too. Like, which is, like, why?
Yeah, you got it. He got roasted by them. He got roasted by Rage Against the Machine. When he's like, I love Rage Against the Machine. Rage Against the Machine is like, you don't understand what we sing about.
He listens to Rage doing P90X, whatever.
He does it with Seth Moulton, made fun of him for.
What a dork.
All right. Do you want to talk about Black Metal Song of the Week? And I
Always.
See if I can queue it up on it.
Go oh, really? It. Oh, you're trying to pull it away from I don't know how much I can go about it. But I feel like I had a mission this week for Black Metal Song of the Week because it's disgusting outside. And Matt's like, it's going to be gray, and it's going to be cold. And I said, well, what's like a gray, cold song? So I had to reach back for a classic.
That one gray, cold song, black metal song.
Yeah, most black metal songs are about, like, fun or, like, hanging out with the boys.
The sunshine.
When the boys are back in town. There's that one black metal song with the boys being back in town. But obviously this is Mayhem's Freezing Moon off of their 1994 classic, De Mysteria Dum Satanas.
Which again, after all the incidents happening, like with somebody flipped out about Maryland Death Fest now too.
Why?
Because of supposedly Nazi connections.
Did you know? And I was just actually listening to this that sharks are attracted by death metal because of the vibration in the water, like the tone vibration of it. It attracts sharks. And it's like,
Wait, are you serious right now?
Yeah, no, I'm serious. There was like science experiments where they were playing different types because like obviously they're attracted by vibration. And they were trying to say, what's the optimum music to create the vibration to attract the shark? And it was like, they just started playing death metal. And like, yeah, the sharks love it. Unsurprisingly, I would say.
That is quite brutal. So give me a second, eh?
I can vamp all day. What's your favorite Mania match in the card, Matt?
My favorite Mania, I want to see the Andre the Giant tag match. It's going to be great.
Wow. I agree.
It's such a...
Speaking of brutal, you're going to be running the marathon, right?
Yes.
And it's cold? When is next week? 2 weeks?
It's 2 weeks from Monday.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Mm-mm.
If it's not working, we can just like you, but no, sorry. Is YouTube just broken? The show after us. Be sad. We've been fighting through technical difficulties all morning.
Yeah, hold on a second. I got this. Eventually, there's that.
Ooh.
Copy.
Got it. It's got coming. It.
It's coming.
Freezing Moon. What else is happening? Oh, yeah.
Of course, now I got kicked off the internet.
That's
Let's see
good.
How this works. Ready? Wait for it.
Yep, that's it. Black Metal Song of the Week, Freezing Moon. Mayhem.
We'll be right back.
All right, we're just going to call things early. This has been a doozy of a show.
The freezing mood has killed us.
The freezing mood. It's a perfect perfect way to go out, yeah. Man. So we're going to throw things on. We have Mike from Mike on the Mic is not here this week. So we have Kirsten filling in. Kirsten from Something About the Woman. So she will be kicking things off at the top of the hour. Stay tuned for that. We will be back next week, hopefully. Hopefully a nice, we'll be able to pull off the metal history without switching chairs and freezing computers and daemons. So anyway, stay tuned. Again, for Kirsten, this was Brutal Brunch with WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. And we're going to play a not-metal song. We're going to play whatever the computer wants to do. So enjoy.
Shrine in me. You build a fine shrine in me.